Hey, girlfriend, you know who you are. You have big, big dreams. You want to write a book, stand on a TED Talk stage, be a life coach offering wisdom from your RV in Montana, a cafe in Barcelona, or a beach chair in Tulum. Your other girlfriends and your family, they don't always get your biz savvy. Why do you want to leave your J-O-B? Because you're a CATS, aka coach, author, thought leader, and speaker. Meet other change makers like yourself and find out how they make it happen. This is the Big Me Out Podcast.
Hello, all you cats. It's Kristen, and I'm here with Meredith Alexander. Hi, Meredith.
Hello, how are you?
I am so good. And I love how you refer to yourself as the Chief Excitement Officer. That's working for me, girl.
You got it. Absolutely. And I come prepared with, you know, rubber chickens galore, not to be confused with an epi-chicken, right? So
they allow chickens in my neighborhood, but they're the real thing. Yeah. No roosters though. No cocks allowed.
Right. No cocks. And no being chicken while we're at it either.
So, no, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, vegans. All right. Well, let's jump right in. You're all about true grit. And why do we need grit today?
Absolutely. So really, my passion is working with women who, you know, most of us start when we're early in our life and we have this idea 10, 20, 30 years down the road, what our life is going to look like. And then we wake up one day and we have this harsh realization that it's either not at all what we thought it would look like, or maybe even worse, it looks exactly like we thought it was going to look like, but we don't feel the way we thought that we would feel. So the grit is really all about for the women who really realize that I believe that the definition of success really is changing. And I feel like we women are the driving force behind that. And so it really is learning how to go out there and seize your own destiny and really be willing to put into place the things that are going to actually put you more in control of making that happen.
Amen. I so agree with that. And I think that if we don't really grab a hold of our life and, you know, add that extra dose of grit, it does just kind of roll along and then runs out of momentum.
Exactly. Exactly. And for me, grit is an acronym that really stands for owning your greatness, which means not just the good times, but realizing that part of the gifts, I believe, of our lives is that duality. It's the joie de vivre, right? The joy of being alive, but it's also those times of, you know, carpe diem, seize the day. It's the moments that knock the wind out of us, and yet they inspire us to ask new questions. They inspire us to grow. They inspire that clarity. So it's a lens of greatness. It's also the lens of our resilience. And then it's learning to marry that with intuition plus intention. So I call that the eye of intuition. And then the T for
me. I love that. That is awesome. Intuition.
Intuition. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you credit for that one, but boy, that's a good one.
Intuition.
All right. Yes, that's awesome. You know, I think, Meredith, anybody who is a CAT, coach, author, thought leader, speaker, we know that it is not a straight path. It's the zigzag trail. It's got its ups and downs and, you know, dead ends and setbacks and pinnacle moments. And so what would your advice be to entrepreneurs who are on this journey?
So be agile. Big thing is iterate and be agile. For me, I'm an accidental speaker and coach. I said I would never speak in front of even five people. And it really was literally a boulder fell off the side of a mountain and crushed my daughter. And she was not expected to live.
Oh.
And it was totally, I mean, and this happened in my late 50s, mind you, I was on a completely different path. And yet it was tapping into the inner game, which I had studied for decades, that really gave us the edge and gave us the ability to navigate through what was believed to be impossible. So note to entrepreneurs, yes, there will be lots of things out there that people say are impossible. ask this question, what might I be assuming that is not necessarily true? In my case, it was just because she wasn't expected to survive that that's true. Well, I pushed back against that and she survived the unsurvivable. So expect the unexpected, savor the unexpected, be ready to be agile, be ready to be stubborn sometime and say impossible things are happening every day.
You know, I have had several women on the Big Meow who have had tragedies strike, and it was an incredible and powerful catalyst for them to get out into the world and play a bigger game, you know, share your voice, take risk that maybe you wouldn't have taken. And, you know, I don't know why the universe works that way, but boy, it sure can give you a big kick in the butt.
Well, and from my perspective, it's thanks to the kick in the butt. It's not in spite of these boulders that we succeed. It is precisely these boulders that inspire us to see how high we can soar. And I think that those kick in the pants moments are often, we discover they are the gems in our crown of life, right? Because there's such a thing as post-traumatic stress disorder that gets a lot of attention, but there's also post-traumatic stress growth. And that's where we have the opportunity when we really appreciate it to go out there and say, yes, this boulder didn't come to destroy me. It came to destroy the things that have been keeping me playing small. So booyah, game on.
You have all kinds of little jewels today, the jewel in the crown of life. Like, hey, I just love that. That is so much fun. We're having a lot of fun here. So do you have a mantra that like carries you through the day and life and every week and everything else?
I have quite a few mantras, to be perfectly honest, but my big mantra really is that we may not get to control how long we get to play on this planet, but we definitely get to control how epically we live while we're playing here. And so I wear this ring not because it's a commitment to my amazing partner in my life, but it's a commitment to myself that this is one of the first things when I wake up in the morning, I'm committed to unleashing the most epic version of myself, regardless of what that means in that day. So that is my mantra.
I love it when my cats try to join the podcast. So I have like this cat that's sitting behind my laptop, wiggling everything. So if I'm making a face, I'm trying to scare him off and he's just settling in. He's like, oh, it's time for the show. When is it my turn to be on camera? So I apologize.
Oh, that's perfect. When I coach a lot of my clients, a lot of these women have cats, surprisingly. And so we get the tail.
Imagine that.
And it just adds to the flavor.
There's like a little tail that comes trotting by.
Exactly. Well, it adds to the fun.
He left. He thinks that we're, you know, not interesting right now.
Yes.
So who inspires you?
There are a lot of people that inspire me. A lot of them are celebrities, but I have to shine a spotlight on the most inspiring woman in my life. And that is my daughter, because my daughter was on a fellowship from Yale in South America when this happened, intending to do all these amazing things when the boulder fell. And so it literally cracked open her skull and did all kinds of things that left her with a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, and left her having to relearn everything, how to walk, how to talk, left me as a 24/7 caregiver for her. And she seizes she seizes the day, and she approaches the challenges with joy and grit and determination. And she really is the embodiment of living each moment as if they're too valuable not to be epic.
I think each moment has within it the seed of being epic. It's what do we choose to do with it?
Exactly.
Because so many things come our way, and I don't know, I think at every moment we do have these choices about how do we want to show up for ourselves? How do we want to show up for others? Where do we want our life to take us? I mean, what's next for you?
So next for me, first of all, I'm finishing my second book, 100 Days of Epic, which I'm super excited about. And
high five.
Thank you. Even 10, right? I have a Society of Epic Women that we're doing all kinds of fun things. So for me, it's really getting out there and really helping more women to take that step forward and to really own their own epicness, right? And to be willing to have fun with it and to realize that all of this inner game work isn't hard. It's for that joy. It's for being able to show up authentically and completely as you. So, you know, my mission right now, aside from helping my daughter get to the point where she can be more independent, but really to get out there in a bigger, bolder way, inspiring other women to seize their moment and really define who that epic version of themselves is going to be right here, right now, today. So clearly I'm passionate about it.
So how do we find you?
So you can find me, if you're interested in the coaching, you can find me on Grit Mindset Academy. My website, of course, I'm all over social media. I'm in LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. Love Meredith Hankinson Alexander. And I have a quick little giveaway, since language is so important. There are 10 phrases that we say that inadvertently we sabotage ourselves with. And when you can
agree with that.
Yes. And when you can change these, it completely can change the results that start showing up in your life. And so I have those little 10 phrases in, and how to change them, how to transform them in something, a little downloadable called bit.ly/epic words, with epic capitalized and words capitalized. So they can
epic words. All right.
Epic words. Yes.
Meredith, indeed. Thank you so much for being on the Big Meow.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners for being here.
Thanks for listening to the Big Meow podcast, sponsored by Cats Network. If you liked what you heard, please take a moment to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can also join our network filled with positivity and possibility. Visit www.catsnetworking.com to join us and learn more, together with your magical, motivated, and mystical new friends at Cats Network. Let's transform a million lives with your message. Are you feeling isolated, sitting at home in your PJs? Or perhaps you're tired of the comfy sweatpants with holes in them that are hidden just below the camera? I mean, you could puke at the thought of another day of Zoom meetings and reporting to your BOSS. Do you want freedom from your home office desk or the office cubicle? Do you want freedom from your current career? Or are you frustrated that your online biz dreams are going nowhere? It's all too overwhelming. Where do you start? All the tech, the choices, and your message. Yep, I said your message, your brand, your voice. What is it? Do you even know what that means? Do you need a biz coach, but don't want to invest the big bucks? Let's face it, being a solopreneur is lonely, but you don't have to do it alone. And here's a solution. Join Cats Network. Cats Network is a woman-only membership community exclusively available to you, the life coach or executive coach, the author, the thought leader, or the public speaker. If you identify with this list or want to work on adding some of these to your skill set, Cats is the place for you. Check us out at www.catsnetworking.com. That's C-A-T-S networking.com. 'Cause let's face it, cats are better together.